This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new parking program at the Colorado Springs Airport opens up annual memberships to anyone who frequents the airport. The Park COS initiative offers four levels, including long-term parking options for individuals and households. There will also be valet options. Pricing ranges from $280 to just under $900 a year. Memberships will be available beginning April 15th. The program starts in May. Having your brain waves monitored by an electronic device and then sold by data brokers may sound like the stuff of dystopian sci-fi, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports state lawmakers worry it's pretty close to our reality today.
An emerging class of technology promises to translate neural activity directly into words and action through devices like Elon Musk's Neuralink, as well as products for people with disabilities. State Representative Kathy Kipp wants to guarantee that neural output, as well as other physiological and genetic information, gets the same privacy guarantees as our other personal data.
We do not want to stifle that technology. We just want to put a little bit of guardrails around it so that people know when they're giving their brainwaves away.
A bipartisan bill to do that has passed the legislature with nearly unanimous support. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The American Red Cross opened a collection center in Denver this week. They say every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion. In Colorado, that need is supported primarily by Vitalant, which serves 95% of the state's hospitals. Whether an additional donation site will lead to new arms to poke or will split the already small number of donors in Colorado is unclear. The Red Cross says, quote, "It's not about competition, it's about saving lives." This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.